Okay, so all of this sort of misery leads not only to physical misery, but a change in attitude towards life. And death came very easily. It was very common, and so life was cheaper. There's no question about it from the literature that life was cheaper when we consider it now, because the children especially were so likely to die, as well as anyone else. It was considered imprudent, not wise, to be particularly affectionate with or emotionally entwined with any other human being. Your husband might die immediately, your kids might die, your wife might die. So as far as we can tell from the writings of the period, what we call affective relationships, emotional relationships, were rather cool in this period. Except, of course, violent anger, which always pops out. So in 1860, we have data in the hospitals just in London. So in 1860, that was rural Britannia. England was the richest, most educated ruler of the whole world in 1860. In the hospitals in one city, London, 7 million leeches were used. The idea, again, being that until you know what you're doing, you don't know what you're doing, and just use anything. And it's all, there's no evidence whatsoever that any of this ever helped anybody. And of course, we know now it was, in fact, it didn't help them, it made them sicker. Now, we have a sort of rage in America and Europe for natural medicine and its various versions. Well, this has a very old history. And so, how many know the author Wilkie Collins? So that's Moonstone, Women in White. It's one of the, well, they're on PBS television all the time. You've seen them. He had gout, which was, what happens is back then they ate a lot of meat and had a lot of protein in the blood. The breakdown part, protein is urea, and if you don't excrete it fast enough, it's not very soluble. It crystallizes in your joints, and then every time you move a joint, these little sharp crystals grind in there and makes it very hard to move, and your joints get swollen. A very, very unpleasant disease. So, what did they do for gout? Well, late in the 1880s, they treated gout with a poultice of cabbage leaves covered with silk and with oiled silk. And this particular author, Wilkie Collins, wrote about it. That's how we know some of the details. And it didn't give him any relief whatsoever. Surprise, surprise. What he did, he turned to opium to dull the pain, because opium really does work. It's the basis of morphine, and he probably died partly of opium poisoning because it does other bad things to your system. Now, continuing this history of what happened, this all relates to death rates in pre-scientific times. New American history buffs, what happened to President James Garfield? Yeah, he was assassinated, he was shot, but he wasn't really. He was shot, but he wasn't really assassinated because he lived for like a year after he was shot. So whether you call that assassination or not, I don't know. The bullet went in, apparently into his back and lodged in some fat. Now, fat is not very permeable to anything. So the bullet lodged in a lump of fat. The lead poisoning from the bullet doesn't get out. Nothing much gets out. So it's not really a dangerous thing to have a bullet in a lump of fat. Well, they had these opposite theories and they kept fighting about what to do with this president who was sick. So what they did is they stuck metal rods into his wound to try to pull the bullet out, even though the bullet was doing no danger. Although sterilisation, Lister had done his work, was known already, these doctors didn't believe in that. So they stuck in these metal rods with no sterilisation. He, of course, got infected. Apparently not from the bullet, because he lived a year, but from the metal rods that they kept poking into him. Their understanding of, or their reason, their interest in physiology was so nil that they insisted, for reasons that I have not found, that he be fed rectally. They fed him beef bouillon, egg yolks, milk, whiskey, and drops of opium rectally. The problem is the rectum does not absorb food. The purpose of the rectum is to take water out and conserve water. They're feeding him this way. This was the only way he was allowed to be fed. It's not healthy to put food in this way. So what happens? What do you think happens? He loses weight. So how much does he lose? 100 pounds from July to September. In 3 months, this guy loses 100 pounds. Does anyone notice this? Does anyone pay attention to this? Does anyone have this scientific cast of mind that, well, I have a theory and I'm applying that theory and, oh my, it's not working. So maybe my theory is wrong. No, that's just not the critical scientific mindset. They knew that that was the right thing to do. And so they would not give up on their theories. And basically, it seems he starved to death. They infected him and starved him to death.